जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
In verse number 20, we have seen Asti bhati priyam rupam nam cheta ansa panchakam adya trayam brahma rupam jagat rupam tadodvayam. My mind is always extrovert, restless, agitated, fickle. How can I see Lord everywhere? It is said, in each and every object of the world, you will find five things. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Naam, Roop. Five things are there. Asti, existence. Bhati, each object has the capacity to exhibit itself. Knowability. And Priya, each object has got, is dear to somebody. It may not be dear to everybody, but it is dear to somebody. Asti, Bhati, Priya is nothing but Sat, Chit and Anand. Asti, Bhati, Priya. And Roop and Naam. Each object has got a form and each form has got a name. Adya, Trayam, Brahma, Roopam. The first three, Asti, Bhati, Priya. This is Brahma. Brahma Rupam. Jagat Rupam Tatodvayam. And the next two, Naam and Roop, they are Jagat. Naam Roop is changing. Naam Roop is perishable. But the first three ones, Satchitanand, that is eternal. We have to see this thing. And the first three, Asti, Jati, Priya, is non-perishable. नैनं चिन्तन्ति शस्त्राणि नैनं दहति पावक नै चैनं क्लेदयन्ताप न शोषयति मारुतः. Nobody can destroy it. In the next verse, we have seen in 21, Kha vayu agni jalo urbisu devatiryang naradisu abhinna sachidanandaha vidyate roop namani. In five great elements, Kha means space, vayu, agni, jal, urbisi means prithvi, and deva, air beings, Tiryang, those whose spinal cord is parallel to earth, Tiryang, Nar, human being, Adi, all others, as you, Abhinna Satchidananda, in all of them, Satchidananda is Abhinna, it's common. Be it space, Vayu, then fire, water, earth. In all of them, common is Satchidananda. Inert matter, Satchidananda is there. Living beings, Devata, Pasu, and human being. In them also, Satchidananda is common. Abhinna, it's not different. It's not different. In inert, something different is there. In living being, something different. No, Abhinna, Satchidananda. Satchidananda is the same. Vidyate roop namani, vidyate difference. Difference is where? In roop and naam. Good, then what is to be done? The next verse, it is said.
Upeksha nama roope dve, upeksha nama roope dve, Satchidananda tatparaha. Satchidananda tatparah samadhim sarvada kuryat samadhim sarvada kuryat hridaye vathava vahihi hridaye vathava vahihi upeksha nama rupe dve satchidananda tatparah samadhim sarvada kuryat hridaye vathava vahihi
samadhim sarvada kuryat samadhi kuryat do it's a command kuryat sarvada always always means 24 hours 7 days 365 days whole life Samadhim Kuryat. What is this Samadhi? So I will read some portions of Guruji's commentaries beautifully written. Guruji says there is one Jal Samadhi, another is Jal Samadhi. What is Jal Samadhi? Jal Samadhi is when a saint dies, we immerse him in the water. That is called Jal Samadhi. It's not a suicide. We cremate, na? We bury or cremate. But in Himalayas, what they do, they immerse. They tie to the stone and in sitting posture, they immerse in the water. That's all. Jal Samadhi. And what is the next one? We hear the yogi is devoid of the knowledge. We hear the yogi devoid of the knowledge. They don't have the knowledge. Who go into samadhi for months and years, but such a state cannot be maintained indefinitely. They eventually come out of it and all previous tendencies spring back to the life when they come in contact with the world. This state is called Jada Samadhi. Without knowledge, you may be successful in samadhi, but that samadhi is called Jada Samadhi. Because you will come back to ignorance again. Then what is samadhi? The substratum into which the entire world merges is called samadhi. The substratum into which the entire world means the inert and living beings whole world has emerged out of that Brahman, the substratum, and the first thing came, the Akash, Vayu, Agni, Jal, Prithvi, and when they fold back, it goes back one by one again to the Brahman. All Naam Roop will dissolve into the Prithvi, Prithvi will dissolve into the water, water will dissolve into the fire, fire will dissolve into the air, air will dissolve into Akash, and the space will dissolve into Brahman. Comes out like this and again fold backs. Hence Samadhi is the name of Atman, Self or Brahman. What is Samadhi? Going back to the substratum. Outside the substratum is Brahman. Outside is Brahman. Inside we call it Atman. So Samadhi is, what is Samadhi? Samadhi is going back to your own source, which is Atman and Brahman. Moreover, one who is well rooted into Brahman is said to be in Samadhi. Well rooted, it's not that you are always closing your eyes and sitting in meditation, then you are in Samadhi. No. By sincere and consistent practice of merging in Brahman, this state of complete absorption is attained. Hence, the practice of meditation, dhyan or nididhyasana is also called samadhi. Samadhi kurya. There are two words we normally use. One is the nididhyasana, sravan, manan, nididhyasana. And here, straightway author says, do samadhi. So, in samadhi, you can make two. One is called nididhyasana, another is called samadhi. So write samadhi, then it's two branches. Number one, nididhyasana, and second is samadhi. What is nididhyasana? Meditation of the nature of practice is called nididhyasana. I'm practicing. Effort is needed. That is called nididhyasana. And meditation for abidance in the self is called samadhi, that is effortless. So first we have to practice. So long we are in the practice, we call it nididhyasana, sravan, manan, nididhyasana. And when you are, it is for the abidance, then it is called samadhi. Samyak adhiyate buddhim iti atmatattva is samadhi. Samyak adhiyate buddhi. And buddhi is fully, we are aware, we are alert, that I am that tattva. So in nididhyasana, effort is needed. In samadhi, no effort is needed. It is sahaj, it is natural. 24 hours, it is natural. And Guruji asked Gurudev, how long to do samadhi? Gurudev said, 24 hours. But that is not the samadhi with closed eyes. It is Vedantic Samadhi. It is different, little bit different. Example, Sukhdev Muni, Thakur Ramakrishna, they were always in Samadhi. They were always alert about their true nature. They never forget their true nature. We never forget our true nature in the sense that we are body. I am a doctor, I am an engineer. We don't forget. This is sahaj for us. But for the realized person, what is sahaj? Sahaj for them is that I am Brahman. 24 into 7, they know that I am Brahman, I am not this body. Good. Guruji writes in Dhyan Swarupa, Swarupasya Sahajam Bhanam Dhyanam Iti Uchyate. What is the definition of Dhyanam? Guruji writes in Dhyan Swarupa. Guruji has written a text in Dhyan Swarupa and he says, Swarupasya Sahaj Bhanam. Who am I? Sahaj Bhanam. Simple. 24 hours I am remembering that I am that Atman. I am that Brahman. Sahaj Bhanam. Dhyanam iti uchyate. That is called Dhyan. What is our position? My name is this. I am so and so. I am father, mother, this, that, that. This is our Sahaj Dhyan. Samadhi kuryas, sit daily and practice. First of all, there are many things we have to know before we sit for samadhi. There are a lot of preparations. Number one, first is you have to know what is the object of meditation. Kis par dhyan karna hai? When I say meditate on Swami Vivekananda, immediately a form will come into your mind that Swami Vivekananda is like. But if I say meditate on Swami Gadbadananda, Swami Khatpatananda. So you have to know the object, na? Once you know Swami Vivekananda, then you can meditate on Swami Vivekananda. But now you have to meditate on your Atman or Brahman. So you have to know about your Atman and Brahman. You must have the knowledge of Atman and Brahman. The first thing is that you have to know on which I am going to concentrate or meditate. Up to verse number 21, the author has given you about the details of the object. What is that Satchidananda? It is completely discussed. Where would you find it? That also he has said. Outside, inside, everywhere you will find. In inner and in living being, you will find it. First, you have to know about the knowledge, I mean the object of the meditation. Second is purpose of meditation. What is the purpose? Do I want siddhi? Do I want some power, some chamatkar? That is not the purpose. Preparation for meditation, third step. The preparations will be inside and outside. And the details are given in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, which we studied last year in summer. Whole Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, we already studied. What has to be done, what are the steps outside to be do and inside. Technique of meditation, what are the techniques of meditation? In different Upanishads or in different scriptures, different techniques are there. Different sects follow different techniques. There are many, many techniques. Then comes the obstacle in meditation. You will find obstacles also. I will take only one obstacle. There are many obstacles and many methods are given in the scriptures how to tackle them. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks that you concentrate your mind, but mind is very fickle. How to solve this problem? Then Lord says, yato yato nischarti manah chanchalam astiram tatastato niyamya tata atmanneva vasam nayet. As many times as it goes out in meditation, million times it will go, you have to again bring it back, million times. Yato yato nischarti. Bring it back. This is one example. What is the technique stated here? Two steps are stated here. Upeccha naam roop. Be indifferent to naam and roop. Upeccha naam roop. And Satchidananda tatparaha. Satchidananda tatparaha. Tatpara means be alert, be vigilant, meditate on that Satchidananda. Tat eva para, tat, that. That tat, that Brahman, that Ishwar is param from for me. That is the supreme. Samadhim sarvada kuryat hrideva athva bahi. Samadhim sarvada kuryat. Either you do it in hriday, inside, or bahi, outside. Both ways you can do it. In hriday, you have to do with your eyes closed. In bahi, you have to do with eyes open. So samadhi can be done with eyes open also. Hriday and Bahi. Upeccha Naam Roop does not mean destroy Naam Roop. Don't destroy. Be indifferent. Don't give them importance. Upeccha Naam Roop. They will come, but don't give them importance. Focus will be on the Lord, not on the Naam Roop. We have already seen that each object of the world has got five things. Satchidanand and Naam Roop. So the process is Upeccha Naam Roop. Don't give importance to the Naam Roop. Don't give importance to the Jagat. Shift your attention to either the substratum outside or the illuminator of thought inside. But what happens when we sit in meditation? Thought comes. And we love those thoughts. Then we travel with that thought. You see, the thoughts are also Naam Roop. It's coming. All thoughts are also Naam Roop. So from the Naam Roop, you have to shift attention to the Paramatma. In each inert object, five things are there: Satchidanand and Naam Roop. Upeccha Naam Roop, what remains? Satchidanand remains. Inside also, when you are concentrating on yourself, where will you find that self? It's in mind. And what is mind? Mind is all full of thoughts. And what are those thoughts? Naam Roop. Upeccha Naam Roop. There you will find Satchidanand. So we have to reduce importance. We give undue importance to Naam and Roop. How to reduce that importance? The Guruji gave very good example. Well, one day I went for bhiksha, some devotee's place. He was welcomed with the Purna Kumbha. Then whole meal, puja, dakshina, everything was done. Next day morning, at breakfast time he went. He was welcome. No Purna Kumbha now. Only yesterday Purna Kumbha was done. Next day no Purna Kumbha. Chai, biscuit, nasta was given. Third day, again at breakfast time he went there. There was only chai, no nasta, no biscuits. Fourth day, nobody asked anything. No tea. Upeccha. Slowly, upeccha. We also have to reduce giving importance to the objects of the world. And turn our attention to Paramatma. It's not that only upeccha, only do the reducing your importance to this. Again, we have to turn to Paramatma inside or outside. Next verse.
Savikalpo nirvikalpah, savikalpo nirvikalpah, samadhir dvividhoridi, samadhir dvividhoridi, drishya shabdanu vidhena, दृश्य शब्दानुविद्धेन सविकल्पः पुनर्द्विधा सविकल्पो निर्विकल्पः समाधिर्द्विविधोरिति दृश्य शब्दानुविद्धेन सविकल्पः पुनर्द्विधा
In samadhi, the knowledge is the main part. Yogis which do samadhi without knowledge, they remain ignorant. They will come back as an ignorant. How will you get this knowledge? Will you get it by any action? No. Only knowledge will give you that thing. So for getting the knowledge of the Brahman, you have to study the scriptures. Puja, jap, adi, that is some separate thing. That is to be done for particular purpose. But merely puja, jap will not help. Knowledge is a must. Sabhikalpa, nirvikalpa, samadhir, dido, hridi. In hridi, now we are talking about the hridi. Hridi and bahi. First we have seen in the verse number 22, that there are two types of samadhi. One is inside, hridi means inside, and bahi means outside. Two division. Now, author says, in hridi, sabhikalpa, nirvikalpa. There are two divisions. Sabhikalpa, nirvikalpa. Sabhikalpa means with duality. Nirvikalpa means without duality. Drishya sabdanuviddhena sabhikalpa punaradvidha. In the sabhikalpa, again there is two division. One is drishya anuviddhena and second is sabda anuviddhena. Associated with seeing and associated with words. At least understand and memorize the name so that you can impress others that there are so many types of samadhis. Hridi, bahi, and in hridi, two types. Sabhikalpa, with duality. Nirvikalpa, without duality. In sabhikalpa, again, it is drishya anuviddhena, associated with seen, and sabdanuviddhena associated with words. Vikalpa means thought or duality. Sabhikalpa means meditated with thought is sabhikalpa. Like when we sit down and say in Nididhyasana, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, sabhikalpa, thought is there. Nirvikalpa, meditation without thought or any duality. That is nirvikalpa. Sabhikalpa will result into nirvikalpa ultimately. Drishya anubiddha, anubiddha means association, support. Take the association or support of the seen. It is called drishya anubiddha. And sabda anubiddha, concentration with the help of words. It's called sabdanubiddha. But here main point is given upechya naam roop and sachidanand tatpara. Two things are stated here. Topic of meditation is very popular. If the moment you advertise there will be meditation, hundreds will be coming here. But all of them without preparation. But the topic is subtle. Other sadhanas are very easy. Going to Tirth, make a group, Tirth. If we advertise, we are going to Chardham Yatra. You will find lot of people coming, I also want to go. 30, 40, 50 people, then you can go for Chardham Yatra. And what is this yatra? You enjoy. Travel, you see good scenery, good food, And the main purpose? God. What is the main purpose in Tirthyatra? We are supposed to go and meet Mahatma there, so that we can get little bit of satsang, little bit, hardly for few minutes you will get satsang. That is the main purpose. But when we see some Mahatma there, Mahatma is sitting there, I am going that side. And when we go to inside the temple, inside the shrine, you are allowed to stay there 2 seconds, then you are pushed out. And our whole attention in Tirthyatra is take the photos, immediately send world over. We have seen this, we have seen this, this, this. Tirthyatra. Some may be interested in Ram Katha, Bhagavad Katha, thousands will come. That gives joy. That is why people come. Lot of people come to Bhagavad Katha, Ram Katha. Third is puja. People are interested very much in puja. Sodashopachara puja. Even there are more steps also. More than 16 steps, 5 steps. I want to do Ganesh puja. Somebody wants to do Gopal puja. Somebody wants Saraswati puja. Somebody wants Shiv puja. Different puja. Good. Some are interested in Tantric puja. They want to harm others. For that they want to do puja. Different types of puja. Some wants to do the rituals, yajna. Different people have different interests. Some are interested in meditation. But meditation is subtle. Without proper preparation, two things will happen. Either you will go into the sleep, number one. Number two, you will come out agitated. Why agitated? Because your mind is habituated to go outside. Continuously, it is going outside. Now you are trying to control it. And the mind feels suffocated. So you are agitated. Agitated means lot of thoughts are coming. A peaceful mind means very few thoughts are there. Gap between two thoughts, there is a gap. And agitation means one after another thoughts are coming. No gap, no peace of mind. So there is two-step preparation. Before sitting into meditation, two-step preparation. First thing is, purify your mind. Purification is very necessary. How you can purify your mind? By upasana, jap, puja. This way you can purify your mind. What is purification of mind? What are the impurities? First, we have to know the impurities. Satvikara. What is the satvikara? Kama, krodha, moha, mad. Lobha. Lobha, moha, mad, matsara. Six. But the leader is? Out of this six, leader is kama. So if you can tackle one desire, calm, then others are also taken care of. So the impurity of mind is calm. Why these desires are happening, coming? Anarthakari parampara, because of ignorance. Ignorance of what? Of my true nature. What is my true nature? I am Satchidananda, I am Brahman. But at this point of time, I don't know this thing. Although that tattva is with me, only knowledge is required. Nobody is going to get you from outside, or Shastra or the Guru is not going to get it from outside and tell you this is here. Shastra and Guru will show this is here, in the, you go this way and you will find it here, it's there. Very good. So we have to first purify our mind. And that purification, how it happens? Avidya. Avidya, not knowing true nature. That I am Satchidananda. I need nothing of the world to be happy. I need nothing from the world to be happy. Without anything, I can be happy. We are not talking about roti, kapda, makan. That to maintain your body, you have to take food, water, that is okay. But we have got a sukh buddhi that if I get this thing, that person, that being, I will be happy. This notion is wrong. I can be happy without the objects of the world. And I want to be happy. Each being wants to be happy. Our all actions are for happiness only. But we don't know how to act. The whole procedure is given in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Karma Yoga, which we studied last summer. What is Karma Yoga? Not knowing how to act in the world, we are transacting with the world, and the anarthakari parampara of avidya, kam, karma, vasana, vasana is avidya. According to the vasana, I am acting in the world. I became engineer, doctor or whatever. I have got the vasana, I am acting according to that, my vasana. Not knowing how to act, we are continuously avidya, kam, because of avidya, that I am incomplete. Truly speaking, we are complete. We need nothing of the world. Avidya makes us think that I am incomplete. To make myself complete, I need this car, this house, this person, this being. And again, this avidya, kam, according to the desire, I act in the world. And again, the impression is left there. This continuously goes on. Now I have to break it. If you are always roaming in the world, impressions will be off. If I have to break this cycle, what I have to do? I have to do some upasana, some puja, some japa. Then the impression will be of the Lord. Again, the mathematics here. Out of 24 hours, 8 hours I am sleeping. 16 hours I am awake. In 16 hours, how much time I am giving to Lord? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. Rest. World. Again, the world will overpower. See? So we have to purify. So this preparation is needed. Even in Patanjali Yoga, Dhyana comes as the seventh step. Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, then Samadhi. First six are preparations. In Bhagavad Gita also, chapter 6 comes after first five chapters. First five chapters are the preparation for sitting into the meditation. But everybody wants to sit in meditation without preparation. So purity of mind first. And second is clarity of vision. Clarity of vision means you have to have the knowledge. And without this knowledge, you will go into the sleep. So goal, what is that goal? Here the author has said, you have to do drishya Driga Drishya Viveka. In order to reach the goal, what we have to do? Differentiate between Drish Drashta and Drishya. Inside, who is the Drashta? Is the Atman. Ultimate Drashta is Drigev Natu Drishyate. You won't be able to make it an object. Na Drishyate. And outside, it is the substratum. So what we have to do? Differentiate. Upeccha Naam Roop. Be indifferent to the Naam Roop. Then what will remain? It is always Satchidananda outside, inside. There is no two Satchidananda. It's only one. So what we have to know? You have to know that I am not this BMI. Pathologists see bacteria through microscope. Does he become microscope? No. So, muskil ho jayega, if I see cow, I become cow. Similarly, this is also an instrument only. But in our ignorance, we say, no, this is Atman, this is not BMI. So what is my true nature? My true nature is Satchidananda. And we have to reach that Satchidananda, and the purpose of meditation is to reach that Satchidananda. How we can reach, how can we get this knowledge? You can get this knowledge by if you read it yourself, you may get 10, 20, 40, 60%. Shravan. And Uttam Adhikari by Shravan Matrena Gyanam Bhavati. Only by listening. Example, Parichit. 7 days he listened to the Bhagavatam. Only by seven days listened to the Bhagavatam, realized. No manana, no nididhyasana, no samadhi, not required. If you want to verify whether the Satchidana is there or not, you go into the samadhi, you get, see it, is there or not. But the Uttam Adhikari, Sravan Matrena. But if you have got a doubt, do the mananam, reflect on it. And still after there, if you are not able to abide in it, going to Nididhyasana. And what is the procedure of meditation? Procedure of meditation was stated, Upeccha Naam Roop. Set the goal, this is my goal. Like when we go to the airport, I have to take a flight, catch a flight. Then while going to the airport, I may see shops on both sides, malls on both sides. But do they attract my attention? No. Upeccha Naam Roop. I am not interested in this and this. Our Swamiji said, one person was going to the airport. He saw Pizza Hut. But that gentleman somehow read Piche Hut. Naam Roop se. Piche Hat. Pizza he read at a piche. Hindi word piche means? Hat. Piche hat jao. Upeccha Naam Roop. When you go to the goldsmith to sell something, Upeccha Naam Roop, he sees the gold, its quality, its content, weight. He's not seeing the whether you have brought Ramji or whether you have brought a stone. He will see only the gold. A timber merchant, if he goes into the forest, he will not see the beauty of the forest. He will see how much log I will get, how many quintals of wood I will get. But if a poet goes into the forest, he will see beauty. upeccha naam roopa. So I have to focus on that Atman or Brahman. But we are doing in Hridi, so we will concentrate in Hridi. So how can I go in Hridi? Well, there are two methods. First is sabda anuviddhena, and second is drishya anuviddhena. Savikalp means vikalpena saha vartate. With thought I am proceeding. That means there is a duality. I am meditating and there is an object of meditation. There are two things, duality. In bhakti mark also there is a duality, bhakta and bhagwan. There are two. So here also it's a duality. From duality we'll go to non-dual. So what is that next? How to reach that?
Kamadhyas chitta ga drishyaha tat sakshitvena chetanam dhyayet drishyanuviddhoyam samadhis savikalpakah kamadhyas chitta ga drishyaha tat sakshitvena chetanam dhyayet drishyanuviddhoyam samadhis savikalpakah.
I am samadhi savikalpakah. This samadhi is called savikalpa. What is that, this samadhi? Where is the kama adya chittaga? Chittaga means in mind. In mind you have got lot of thoughts. What are those thoughts? It was said in verse number 4, kama sankalpa sandeho shraddha asraddha dhriti itare ri dhi bi itemadina bhasate ekada chiti. So these thoughts are also different types. One thought came, krodh, we named this is krodh. Another thought came, we said this is lobh. Another thought came, we said this is kaam. Another thought of fear came, we said this is bhi. Lajja came, we said this is lajja thought. So each thought also has got a name. That also has got a roop and naam. It is subtle. We have given names to them. Tat sakshiktvena chetanam. That chetana, that consciousness, be just witness to that. Achina chetanam. Dhyayet drishyanubuddho. If you do this thing, then it is called drishya anubiddha, associated with the drishya. So what is drishya here? All thoughts are drishya. So when you are sitting in your meditation seat, you just be a witness to all types of thoughts which are coming. Just wait. This is drishyanubiddha. We will see in detail in our next class. We have to go to Badri now. Next class we will see in detail. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevadasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Namah Hari.